I've always been influenced by painters, actually much more than photographers, and am an avid art historical student and buff. And originally, the body of work that began as The Clouds began a number of years ago, many years ago, where I was digitally dissecting my own photographs of the sky and taking those basic elements of color and form and shape and radically reinterpreting them, adding nothing and taking nothing away, but really playing with using very small amounts of an image to create a giant amount of the resulting image and vice versa. And I did that for a number of years, and like every body of work, once I feel I'm running up against a wall or creating something that is derivative of the earlier work, I think it's time to break things down. And mm-hmm. so I planned on abandoning The Clouds, but an idea came to me when I was in the Kimball looking at Giovanni Bellini's Christ Blessing and realizing that so much of what I was trying to do with my own photographs of The Clouds, I was basing on studying the skyscapes of so many painters that had influenced me. And with that idea of why not start actually pulling the skies from these paintings and seeing what I could do with them gave me an entire new lease on this. I started with the artists of the Venetian Renaissance, as I said, Giovanni Bellini. And what I found out in that process is that, well, you know, actually when we started traveling together, my husband and I assumed that those colors were pure inventions of the artists. However, going to Venice and realizing they literally were painting what was outside their window, the light is so much part of the locality. We always talk about light being different in different areas. You always hear artsy people talk about the light in Santa Fe. Well, you know, it's true. It behaves in different ways. And what I was realizing is how deft these artists were at capturing this.